Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I have a very beautiful story. It's actually quite short, but as you all know, it's Jewish Stories and More. So besides the story, there's always a lot more to talk about. Once upon a time, the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, author of Tanya, was working on the Book of Tanya, as he called it, Beinonim, meaning the book of intermediates, that is, middle people. The book of Tanya is written for people who are not tzaddikim and not rishoyim. They're not holy people, but they're also not evil people. They're people, average people, that can always do a mitzvah the next minute and are not ever rid of their evil inclination, but work on keeping it in check. In any case, he was working on the book. He worked on it for 20 years. And his brother, the Ma'aril, Rabbi Yehuda Leib, who was also seemingly a tzaddik, but not nearly as great as Alter Rebbe himself, wanted to speak to Alter Rebbe, wanted to speak to his brother. So he entered his room, entered his office, and he saw that the Alter Rebbe was deep in meditation, that he was deeply immersed in thinking very deeply, obviously, about the book, because on the desk were manuscripts, were written pages, not published yet, of the Book of Tanya. So it's obvious that he was in the middle of writing, that he was in the middle of thinking about some part of the writing, which we'll soon see what it was, and he was deeply, deeply immersed. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Leib didn't want to disturb him, because it was clear to him that he was deeply immersed in a spiritual state. Seemingly it was dveikus. It was a state of clinging to Hashem, almost like nevuah. And he was deeply, deeply immersed in this spiritual state, thinking about the Tanya. So Rabbi Yehuda Leib waited. He waited there for an hour. An entire hour he stood there in the entrance of the Alter Rebbe's office, waiting for the Alter Rebbe to notice him. But the Alter Rebbe, of course, was in this deep spiritual state. After an hour, the Alter Rebbe looked up, and he said to Rabbi Yehuda Leib, he said, "I've been working now for 3 weeks on whether to put a certain letter into the Tanya or not." This was the letter Vav, and it was chapter 41 of Tanya, a very famous chapter in which the Alter Rebbe speaks about having Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, awareness of the greatness of Hashem, that he's our king, and so forth. The Alter Rebbe said, "I've been working for 3 weeks now, trying to figure out if I should put this letter in or not." Then the Alter Rebbe said, "Even if I would work for 6 weeks to decide whether this one letter should go in or not, it would be well worth it." The Alter Rebbe said, "Before I make a change in any of the letters of Tanya, I first review the entire Sefer." So we could see with what tremendous precision the Alter Rebbe wrote, that even one letter to change, to add, or to subtract, and even a seemingly not such an important letter, the letter Vav means "and." You're going to say a couple words, and you're going to either put "and" between them or not put "and" between them. It's such a big difference. But that was the precision the Alter Rebbe wrote the Book of Tanya in. Now this morning I was teaching... I was teaching a few people Tanya, and somebody asked me a very interesting question about this story. They said, "Rabbi, one second here. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda Leib just tap him on the shoulder, you know, and say, 'Hey, hey, bro, hey, Shneur Zalman, hey, I want to ask you a question.'" After 10, 15 minutes, you know, seemingly he should have tapped him on the shoulder. And so I thought, it's a very interesting question, beautiful question. I said out loud, "I think I know the reason. By the way, what do you think the reason is?" Whoever's listening, what do you think is the reason? Why didn't the brother of the Alter Rebbe, after a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes, he should tap his brother on the shoulder and say, "Hey, I want to talk to you about something." He waited a whole hour. Anyway, what I thought the answer was, I don't know, but this is my guess. My guess is that when Rabbi Yehuda Leib looked at the Alter Rebbe, he saw that something very godly was taking place in front of him. I don't think it was just that the Alter Rebbe was sitting there and thinking. I think it was probably clear on the outline of his face that he was experiencing something very, very godly, that he was in a state of devekas. He was in a state of tremendous spiritual arousal, perhaps like nevuah, perhaps it was nevuah. And we have such stories about other of the Rebbeim in which people saw, I'm thinking of one in which there was a chassid who was, I think that he was the chassid that helped in the Rebbe's house, you know, the Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. He helped in the Rebbe's house, and at a certain point, the door was locked. He couldn't get into the house, so he climbed up to the second floor, and he happened to see the Rebbe staring straight out, clearly in some kind of a spiritual, you know, incredible state. And he, although the Rebbe was looking right at him as he was climbing in the window to unlock the door, but it was clear to this chassid that the Rebbe did not notice him, or at least it certainly looked as if the Rebbe wasn't seeing anything, although he was staring straight ahead. But rather, he was immersed in something in his mind, some godly thing. His face was aflame, you know. It was, I mean, we have it actually in the Chumash. Last week, at the end of the Parsha, the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu's face was shining with light. When he came down from Har Sinai, I didn't realize that his face was shining with light. The light of the Shekhinah, seemingly the godly light. So much so that it was appropriate to wear a mask when he wasn't hearing Torah from Hashem or giving a Torah over to the Jewish people. So we have this idea that tzaddikim, sometimes they are connected with Hashem in such a way that they're glowing. They're glowing with the light of Hashem. And so my guess, I don't know, I wasn't there, but my guess is that when Rabbi Yehuda Leib came in to his brother's office, that his brother was perhaps experiencing this very thing. And Yehuda Leib didn't even enter his mind to tap on his shoulder, didn't even enter his mind to say anything or just even move. Seemingly, Rabbi Yehuda Leib himself was perhaps thinking, I'm so fortunate to see this going on, to see my brother in some way communicating with Hashem, you know. And I think that he didn't move for an hour because he was enjoying very much, L'shem Shemayim, I'm sure, you know, this chus, the merit of observing this tzaddik in his incredible connection with Hashem. So anyway, that's the story. I know that by the Rebbe's Verbrengens, which I attended many of them, sometimes you would see the Rebbe staring off into one direction or another. And there were different explanations. He was explaining a Rashi's. There was sometimes suggested that, I don't know if people just ordinarily suggested it or the Rebbe indicated it, that there was something going on there with the Rashi himself. I don't know. That's not an authorized statement, but something along that line, perhaps I believe I heard. In any case, what a tzaddik experiences is beyond and beyond. You know, we are not privy to those experiences generally, but it's important to know about it. Very important to know about it. And so I think that this story of the Alter Rebbe with the one letter and Yehuda Leib and the hour, I think it's an important story to understand Tanya, because in order to understand what a Beinoni is, which is what we're trying to do, trying to be always in charge of our Yetzirah, never falling through, it's important to know what a tzaddik is too, especially since the whole Torah that we have is through the nevuah of tzaddikim, such as Moshe Rabbeinu. But when the Geula comes, all of us will experience nevuah. All of us will experience godliness here in our world. And this is what we're looking forward to. In fact, we're looking forward to it so much that we can't wait. We can't wait for the Geula to come. And the fact that we're still in Gullis should really bother us. I mean, it's easy for it to bother us now because there's actually a war going on in Eretz Yisrael, and every day, unfortunately, almost every day, there's another person, another soldier killed, another soldier killed, and there's terrorist attacks. And it certainly is a time to recognize how much we need the Geula. But it's very, very important for us to really work on this, to really want the Geula, to really, you know, be dissatisfied with being in Gullis. And this helps to bring the Geula. May it come immediately. And thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And please continue and increase in your learning of Torah, doing of mitzvahs, studying about Mashiach and Geula, doing acts of goodness and kindness. all in the merit of the Jewish people who are in a great war right now. And may this war end successfully for us with complete victory. And may it lead directly into the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.